Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly from the heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability.
Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem.
А у Джерусалиму соборовили побожні євреї із всякого народу під небом.
And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each.
Апан варва антросма, ан рута дюth варбарф, хапендегес енс дрефен пивюни дагаклеуэс, ау кеусел ин ієт ихонан.
Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans?"
Ils étaient tous dans l'étonnement et la surprise, et ils se disaient les uns aux autres, « Voici ces gens qui parlent, ne sont-ils pas tous Galiléens ?»
And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language?
Wir hören wir denn ein jeglicher seine Sprache, darin wir geboren sind?
Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power.
Poco kerate, ameko Arabia, ke lohe ne kako, a lokou olo lelomaya, nama mia, nui o akua me, kako olelo ihu.
All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what does this mean?
Stupiti e perplessi si chiedavano, che mai vorrà dire tutto questo?
But others sneered and said, they are filled with new wine.
Otros se burlaban y decían, lo que pasa es que están borrachos.
But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say.
Ставши же Петро и одинадцятьма, сви голос нитнис та и помовив до них, мужи юдейски, та мешканци Иерусалиму, нехай вам оце стане ведомие, и слухайте слів моих.
Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning.
Nisu ovi ljudi pijeni kao što mislite, pa tek je 3 sat dana.
No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel.
Mesem, in peth avu keu sister and prophet Joel.
In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
Dans les derniers jours, dit Dieu, je répandrai de mon esprit sur toute chair. Vos fils et vos filles prophétiseront. Vos jeunes gens auront des visions et vos vieillards auront des songes.
Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit and they shall prophesy.
Und auf meine Knechte und auf meine Mägde will ich in denselben Tagen von meinem Geist ausgießen, und sie sollen weissagen.
And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist.
Ae hoike, no vau inamua me kupanaha, ma kalane manuna a meho ailona. Ho e mai ka honua malalo he koko ameke ahi ameke ao uahi.
The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day.
Il sole si oscurerà e la luna diventerà rosso sangue prima che venga il giorno del Signore, giorno grande e glorioso.
Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Y todo el que invoque el nombre del Señor será salvo.
Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in reading the psalm. We'll do this antiphonally. The odd verses in bold print on this side of the church, my side, and the even verses in the ordinary print on the choir side. O Holy One, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the great and wide sea, with its living things too many to number, creatures both small and great.
Though move the ships, and there is that Leviathan, which you have made for the sport of it.
All of them look to you to give them their food in due season.
You give it to them, they gather it, you open your hand, and they are filled with good things.
You hide your face, and they are terrified. You take away their breath, and they die and return to their dust.
You send forth your spirit, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of God endure forever. May the Holy One rejoice in all creation.
God looks at the earth and trembles. God touches the mountains and they smoke.
I will sing to God as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being.
May these words of mine find favor. I will rejoice in the Holy One.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When it was evening of the day of the resurrection, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. If anyone wants to come forward so they can see better, since it is a fourth Sunday, we are telling our story of Pentecost in a way that we hope is accessible to everyone, and it helps if you can see the storyboard. There once was someone who did such amazing things and said such wonderful things that people just had to follow him. And his name was Jesus. And one day, Jesus died and was buried. But then, 3 days later, On the day we call Easter, Jesus was brought to new life by God. And his friends saw him, and they were so happy to be with him. And for 40 days and 40 nights, he was with them. And sometimes his friends saw him, and sometimes they didn't. But he ate and drank with them. He talked with them. He touched them. He blessed them, and they were so, so happy for their time together. And then, after 40 days, he went away to be with God and to be everywhere at once, like God. But Jesus did not leave his friends all alone. Instead, he gave them the Holy Spirit, to live in their hearts and to fill them with God's power and love. And that day, when the Holy Spirit came down upon the disciples, that is the day that we call Pentecost. And filled with God's power and love, his friends went out to share the good news. They went out to share the good news to all people everywhere. Jesus is risen, and he is Lord. God's love is stronger than death. God's love is stronger than even the enemy. God's love is always enough and more than enough. God's love is stronger than fighting and hurting and hating and lying and cheating and stealing. God's love is stronger than death, and nothing can stop us from sharing God's love. Nothing stopped them from sharing the good news, not even the leaders of the people and not even the enemy. They told the good news of new life to everyone who would hear the story, even people who never knew Jesus before he died on the cross and rose again. And so we have the church. The church is for all people everywhere. Everyone who hears the story of Jesus and lets it change them. Everyone who says yes to God's promise of new life. Everyone who wants to become part of God's people, the people of the promise. We come into the church by being baptized. We go through the water and we hear the story. Do you guys see the water? Can you see the water? And we say no to the enemy. And And we say no to lying and cheating and stealing and fighting and hurting and hating, and no to trampling the poor and spoiling the earth, and no to serving false gods. And we say yes to Jesus, and we say yes to God's promise of new life. And we become God's people, the people of the promise. And God feeds us with the body and blood of Jesus, the holy food of new life, the bread of heaven and the cup of salvation, which are always enough and more than enough. We promise to do God's work, to care for each other and the world, to bring good news to the poor, to share the story, to break the bread together, to love God and love our neighbor. And God forgives us when we break our promise, because God's love is always enough and more than enough. The church is all kinds of people, all sizes and shapes and colors. We all have different work to do. We all have different lives. And no matter who we are or what we do, we are all beloved children of God. And no matter who we are, or what we do, or how we look, or what language we speak, nothing can separate us from the love of God. And God's Holy Spirit is with us always, because God's love is always enough and more than enough. And that's our story. Amen. Please rise as you are able for the renewal of our baptismal vows. Through the Paschal mystery, dear friends, we are buried with Christ by baptism into his death, and raised with him to newness of life. I call upon you, therefore, now that our Lenten observance is ended, to renew the solemn promises and vows of holy baptism, by which we once renounced Satan and all his works, and promised to serve God faithfully in his holy Catholic Church. Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sins, keep us in life eternal by his grace, in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray for the church and for the world.
Holy Spirit, you bring order out of chaos and move in the depths of our hearts. We ask you to bring order to our actions, bring purpose to our lives, and fill our hearts with your power and love. Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Renew the face of the earth.
Holy Spirit, giver of all good gifts, you breathe life into all creatures. We ask you to refresh, renew, and restore your people, and help us to use our talents and abilities to your honor and glory. We pray for all in positions of power, especially in this nation and community, that they may be led by compassion, wisdom, and concern for the common good. Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Renew the face of the earth.
Holy Spirit, giver of love, kindle the hearts and minds of all who lead this church. Come upon all who are testing their vocations, and all who are in new work. Come upon all bishops, priests, and deacons, upon all who seek to serve you. Pour out your love and strength on all who strive to proclaim your power and presence. Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Renew the face of the earth.
Holy Spirit, who gives life to dry bones, we ask you to give hope and joy to all who are weary. Come upon the powerless and the oppressed. Come, be known among the unemployed and the exploited. Come and comfort the anxious and the fearful, and give strength to the ill. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. We pray also for all those who have died, that we may one day be reunited in your eternal presence.
We pray for the repose of the soul of Nancy Mason and for her family and friends who mourn.
And for those who were killed at the Islamic Center in San Diego.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Renew the face of the earth.
Lord God Almighty, pour upon us your Spirit and set us on fire with love for you, that we may bring forth the fruits of love, joy, and peace, and live to the praise of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Jesus came to his disciples offering them peace, the peace that passes all understanding. And the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Good morning, all. I'm Elise Keddy of the Vestry, and I currently serve as junior warden. And I gotta say it, this is terrible, but just as the Spirit dwelt with each of the disciples, so is the announcement sheet being passed out to you all. You thought you didn't have the yellow sheet, but it's here. This was not planned, but the Spirit dwells with us. So, of course, there are announcements. I encourage you, as always, to take the yellow sheet. Let's face it, it's a special gift today, to take it home with you, because there's a lot going on. But specifically, I've got a few things to call out. First and foremost, it's a fourth Sunday, so that means a pop-up choir, and it is joyful, it is loud, it is jazzy, and I encourage everyone to come up and join us. There are noisemakers. It will be fun. I promise it will be fun, and that's not a word I use lightly. And if that's not enough, please stay after today's service, because our Buildings and Grounds Commission is holding a parish barbecue. Folks are out there working diligently right now to make sure lunch is available, and it'll be a wonderful time for fellowship and really some delicious food. So please plan to stay. And even later today, this evening at 7:30, the Mellon Music Festival is actually holding a concert here at St. Martin's. And so all are encouraged to return to partake of that event. And then the last thing I'm going to mention, because again, you're taking the sheet home. So much information. I want to point out next Sunday is a specific recognition of graduates, those completing programs. And we will actually have a list of those celebrating their completion in the bulletin. Tuesday is the deadline to let the church office know if you have someone you would like noticed in the bulletin regarding graduation.
Thank you, Elise. Thank you to everyone who came forward this morning to share the gift of language with us. That is always a remarkable display here at St. Martin's. I have an usher up front who has goodie bags. And if you are new here, if it's your first time here, or if maybe you haven't been here for a while, if you've never received a welcome bag, I really encourage you to raise your hand. We will not call on you. We will not embarrass you. The usher will just come by. He's really nice. And there's chocolate inside along with other things. So please raise your hand. I'm not even looking. Thank you. I'm so glad that we're having a barbecue, a time together after church today, and everyone is definitely encouraged to come to that, as Elise said. I also wanted to recognize that this is Memorial Day weekend. On the less grand side of things, that means that tomorrow the church office will be closed, so just know that. We resume our normal hours on Tuesday. But I'd also like to offer a prayer from our prayer book for heroic services. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
O judge of the nations, we remember before you with grateful hearts the men and women of our country who in the day of decision ventured much for the liberties we now enjoy. Grant that we may not rest until all the people of this land share the benefits of true freedom and gladly accept its disciplines. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Are there celebrations or milestones today?
I didn't get any.
Okay. Okay, we didn't have anybody send them in. Yes, Garda. It's your youngest daughter's birthday. Oh, that's so sweet. Yes. Oh, another birthday, a granddaughter, yes. It's your daughter's birthday this week. I have two daughters. Neither of them are having a birthday right now. Yes. Yeah. Oh. Wow. Yes. 5 years since you. You had a graduation party. Excellent. Excellent. We have a lot to celebrate. Is there anything over here? Oh, what's that? You got a horse? Okay, we should just like stop everything. That's like every little girl's dream. Wow, that's so cool. Apparently I'm still a little girl because I'm super excited about that. Oh, it's so good to be able to, oh, one in the back. It was your husband's birthday this week. See, another birthday. And well, next week we'll do all the graduations. I know we have a lot of those to celebrate as well. But if you turn to page 5 in your bulletin, we say the celebrations and milestones prayer together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our communion today is up around the altar rail. You come forward down the main aisle, the center aisle, and there are ushers up front who will let you know when it's time to find a place around the altar rail. You can stand or kneel, whatever is most works for you. And we have all of our bread is the same. It's homemade, it's gluten-free and vegan, and we welcome everyone to come to the table. If you put your hands out to receive the bread, you can either leave it in there, and when the person comes around with a cup of wine, they will take the bread from you, dip it in the wine, and hand it back to you to consume. Or once you receive the bread, you can consume it and then wait for the cup and either drink from the cup or cross your arms, indicating that you would just like a prayer. So I think that's everything. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. You give us your love even when things go wrong. Jesus knew hurt and pain. Through him you wipe away our tears and fill us with your peace, and you give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all each wonderfully different to join with the angels and sing your praise. Thank you, loving Father, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us Christ's body and his blood. On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this to remember me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. Help us, Father, to love one another as we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered in your loving arms. And now, with Blessed Martin and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ in the strength of the Spirit, today and forever.
Amen.
And now first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us.
Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder y tuya es la gloria. Ahora. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Alleluia! Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia!
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy One, you feed us with bread from heaven and the gifts of Mother Earth. In this communion, you have drawn us into your embrace, and you call us to friendship with one another. You have given us the gift of reconciliation. May we who have tasted that gift from you offer ourselves in peace and humility to one another. And may you always walk among us as a friend. Amen. May Almighty God, who enlightened the minds of the disciples by pouring out upon them the Holy Spirit, make you rich with his blessing, that you may abound more and more in that Spirit forever. May God, who sent the Holy Spirit as a flame of fire that rested upon the heads of the disciples, burn out all evil from your hearts and make them shine with the pure light of his presence.
Amen.
May God, who by the Holy Spirit caused those of many tongues to proclaim Jesus as Lord, strengthen your faith and send you out to bear witness to him in word and deed.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.